desert storm. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, His love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio. My name is Joe Montone, your host of Finding God in Prison, and I want to say welcome back to our show. It is a new year, and it is a privilege and a pleasure to be here. I want to take a moment to thank Dale and Jane for having me back for another year, and also for Frank to produce our show today. We have a terrific show for you. As we begin the new year, we'd like to dedicate our show to the intentions of our Blessed Mother Mary, and also to our good friend Greg Baber, who is a friend and brother in Christ who recently passed away in his sleep. And today we pray for Greg and his entire family. In the early days, Greg Baber helped us with our website development and with our many parades in Philadelphia. Yes, Greg helped us to bring the message of family life to the people of Philadelphia when he joined our team of men in the St. Patrick's Day Parade. And these men carried the Holy Family on two platforms. We brought the love of God through the birth of Christ and the creation of our Holy Family to the people. So we thank Greg for that and for all the help he gave us over the years. And we just ask that his peace and love, the love of God, will come to his family today, as this was the day he was buried today. And so God bless you, Greg. Today, my friends, our show will focus on the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, and really the messages that she's given us through the years. And before we really focus in on that, I want to just say, again, welcome back, and give you a little bit of an update on our WINGS program, as this is Finding God in Prison. And we have an inmate reentry program, you know, for now 26 years. And we have begun the new year truly with the love of God that will propel us into this year and help us to get to the hearts and minds of our men. And we are now in our 67th class of men. We just completed session 11 and are on track for graduation in about 4 weeks from today. And I want to share with you a letter. Let's just start off with an 8-time graduate of the WINGS program, a gentleman who's upstate. And he wrote me a Christmas letter. And here it is. He says, "Dear Mr. Montone, I hope this card and brief letter finds you and those you love in good health and fine spirits. I'm very happy to hear that the WINGS program remains strong in its 25th year with many, many more years to come. Your positive energy and teaching has changed my life for the better. I cried tears of utmost joy when I received your letter with the picture of my very first graduation class. It goes without saying that I love and respect you from the depth of my soul. I thank you for all you have done for me and for others. Until my next letter, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year." And so this is for our good friend Terrell, who's upstate, serving an additional 3 years of time, close to 50 years old. He attended 8 graduations and actually received more than 400 hours of mentorship time. And it really made an impact on Terrell's life. And so we wish him well as we begin the new year as well. And so, my friends, again, I want to thank you for joining us here in our first show in the new year 2019. And recently, on the first day of the year, January 1st, that day is dedicated to our Blessed Mother Mary, the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God. And as we begin the new year, the Gospel of Luke tells us in a unique way in which the Lord was born. Luke 2, 16 to 21 states, when the angels went away from them, the shepherds said to one another, let us go then to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. So then went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told to them about the child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. As we reflect on the gospel, my friends, as January 1st, once again, is dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, we want to focus on Mary's presence as the one and only woman who was selected to give birth to the Son of God. In his years here on earth, we know that Jesus experienced much disappointment and sadness. He also experienced rejection, as many people didn't believe or accept his message. In the end, Jesus experienced the ultimate rejection when he was put to death. This confirms what the Lord tells us when he said that a prophet is least accepted in his own hometown. And we know the Lord is much, much more than a prophet. But when we look at our Blessed Mother Mary, why is it that people reject her or ignore her? After all, she was selected by God our Father to birth Jesus into the world. And in the Gospel of Luke, it also states that all generations will call her blessed. Many years ago, I was to deliver a speech at City Hall in support of Senator Rick Santorum. To my left was a beautiful picture of our Blessed Mother Mary. A man passed by and looked at the photo, which sat on an easel, and said in a loud voice, why are you leading people to someone other than Jesus? Immediately I said to him, whoa, what is your name? And I introduced myself. I then proceeded to quote from the Gospel of Luke and offer a genuine spiritual explanation. You see, my friends, if you follow Mary, our Blessed Mother, she can only lead you to one person, and that man is Jesus Christ. She was there in the beginning when the plan was created by God the Father. She was there when Jesus was born. She was there when Jesus died on the cross, and she was there when Jesus rose from the dead. So I said to the man at City Hall, all Mary does is lead people to her son, Jesus. It's her mission, and it's her blessing from God, and she accepted the mission. She accepted the invitation from God when she said, may it be done to me according to your will. After a few minutes, the man stopped talking and contemplated my explanation that was rooted in the word of God. I went on further and said, as God tells us to honor your mother and your father, we are directed by God himself to honor the mother of Jesus. But today, my friends, and for many years, the people of various Christian denominations ignore Mary and don't refer to her as the Blessed Mother. 18 years ago, I was on a Redemptorist retreat and told my reversion story of how God woke me up to a nun who was a nun for close to 20 years. After 45 minutes, I had delivered the love of God and my love for our Blessed Mother to her. She said to me, I want what you have, meaning that zeal and enthusiasm for God. I said to her, you're a nun for almost 20 years, and you don't know the Blessed Mother the way I do? She said, I really don't. Will you pray for me? And I said to her, of course I'll pray for you, but that's incredible. I couldn't believe that it was possible, but it was true. You see, my friends, we must all seek a close relationship with Jesus, and there are different ways to go about it. If we go back to the year 1214, when a man named Dominic received an apparition of the Blessed Virgin Mary, this man had joined the Benedictine order in the year 1194 and spent much time fighting against heretics. Dominic was born in Spain in the year 1170 and died in the year 1221. But before he died, he was given this special gift, this apparition of our Blessed Mother, and given the rosary prayer by the Blessed Virgin Mary and told to share this with the world. Now, the rosary prayer is all about the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. The rosary prayer highlights those 15 events, those 15 original events that allow us to gain insight to Jesus and to begin forming that intimate relationship with him. And the Lord used the Blessed Mother as a vehicle to help people to grow in faith and in love with Christ. And there have been many, many events throughout history where the Lord has used our Blessed Mother, and we're going to talk a little bit about those right now. But in going back to the year 1214, this special gift that the rosary was given to Dominic, imagine receiving an apparition and being asked by our Blessed Mother to do something, being given that gift of seeing Our Lady, and then the responsibility of sharing the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, her Son, with the world. And that is the thing that our Blessed Mother does best, is lead people to her Son, Jesus. It is her mission. It's her calling. She accepted it as the plan was designed by our Father in heaven. And we too, my friends, need to accept that mission of sharing the love of God through the intimate prayer called the Rosary, which is, again, all about the life, death, and resurrection of Christ, and these events that make up his life and his death and resurrection are specific. Many years ago at St. Ignatius Church in Yardley, I had the privilege of being in the Adoration Chapel at 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. on a weekly basis, and it was there that a good friend of mine and who became a good friend of mine, Eleanor Ettinger, taught me the scriptural rosary. Actually, she taught me about those 15 events when one early morning I turned around and she had asked me, would you like to pray the rosary together? And so I said, of course. And it was only a short time later that I started to begin to understand what really took place, the scriptural rosary of the life of Christ, the death of Christ, and the resurrection of Christ. And this is really a blessing to all of us, but for me, it was an eye-opener. And you know, my friends, I had made my first Holy Communion in 1967. And when I sat there with Eleanor praying the rosary, it was those rosary beads from my first Holy Communion that I took out of that little envelope and started to pray with those. And Eleanor asked me, she said, may I see that book? And I showed her the book, and she saw the little envelope, and it said, you know, had my name on it. It had the year, the date, and the teacher's name, my second grade teacher, who was Miss Angel. And she was just, flabbergasted at that point. And she was really taken back that it was Miss Angel, my second grade teacher. But I tell you, Eleanor was really influential in teaching me the scriptural rosary. And through the rosary, we get to know the Lord himself. And we learn about the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. And St. Dominic, you know, again, was a Benedictine. He joined the order in 1194 and spent much time fighting off heretics. Again, he was born in Spain in the year 1170 and died in the year 1221. And this is over 800 years ago. And this is, you know, an amazing thing that for 800 years, one of the things Our Lady's been doing is telling us to pray the rosary. And why? So that we can form that intimate personal relationship with the Son, Jesus Christ, who gives us the faith, the hope, the joy, the love of God the Father. And through the rosary, we're able to move in those directions. What a beautiful thing. So we just, you know, as we, you know, begin our program here and focus in on the Blessed Virgin Mary and her ability to help us to move closer to her Son, Jesus, we just want to highlight several different people that were selected by God and used to help us for hundreds of years. Now, the second person we're going to highlight, other than Dominic, who became Saint Dominic, is a person called Juan Diego. And in the year 1531, he received several apparitions from Our Lady of Guadalupe, which is what we now know it as, and was asked to build a church. Okay, and millions of people were converted as a result of the Basilica of Guadalupe and the beautiful masses, the beautiful love of God that comes through the Mass, through the holy priests, and what takes place there for many, many years. And in 1531, now, Juan Diego was born in 1474 and died on May 30th, 1548, at the age of 74. And he spent much of his life really just sharing the love of God and helping people right next to the basilica. Today you have the old and new basilicas of Guadalupe, and almost 500 years old. But I just tell you that I had the privilege of going to the Basilica of Guadalupe with my wife, who introduced me to Our Lady of Guadalupe truly in Mexico City. We have run three pilgrimages there, and we have brought many people there to help experience God's love through the Blessed Mother, who appeared to Saint Juan Diego in the year 1531, and that continues to go on. And if you ever have the chance of going there, it is a beautiful experience to really see the faith of the people who come in on their knees to thank the Blessed Mother for helping them in some miraculous way in their lives as individuals and as families. They come in by foot, walking miles and miles to pay tribute to our Blessed Mother. And so, again, you know, we look at St. Dominic given the rosary in the year 1214. We look at St. Juan Diego giving the mission of building a church, okay, for, you know, Our Lady of Guadalupe. And by the way, you know, there is, we talked about rejection and people who ignore the Lord and the Blessed Mother. But, you know, St. Juan Diego experienced the same thing from the local bishop, because people in general are not going to believe these miracles, the miraculous way that we encounter our Blessed Mother and have encountered her for hundreds of years. And it's just a miracle. And so we've got to prove it out. And this is, you know, just a tremendous gift for us to see how Our Lady, again, moves us closer to our Lord Jesus. And again, we celebrate on January 1st, the wonderful Blessed Virgin Mary and all that she has done for us in giving birth to the Son of God. And this is a special gift. It's now the 4th of January, and we are highlighting, you know, the Gospel of Luke, which really, takes us closer to our Lord and through Our Lady. And we want to just make the case for the Blessed Mother, for people to get close to her because of this rejection and this ignorance of really the Word of God by ignoring Our Lady. And so we want to go into a third person who was given the mission of doing something for God through the Blessed Mother, and this was St. Catherine of Labouret, who was visited by the Blessed Virgin Mary as the Immaculate Conception, and that is the feast day, December 8th, and this is special appearance for St. Catherine, who was just Catherine was a French member of the Daughters of Charity of St. Vincent de Paul and is a Marian missionary as of July 18th, 1830, when she had a vision of the Blessed Virgin Mary and was asked by the Blessed Mother to make the miraculous medal, a very special medal to help people once again to get closer to our Lord. And that's what she does. And St. Catherine was born on May 2nd, 1806, and died December 31st, 1876, and we celebrate her feast day on November 28th. So I just tell you that, St. Catherine, along with St. Dominic, along with St. Juan Diego, is another individual who was touched by the Blessed Virgin Mary and given the great mission of doing something that will help individuals to get closer to our Lord. And so why is it that people reject the Blessed Mother? Why is it that they believe that when God says you have to honor your mother and father, that we are not, people are not accepting the fact that we need to honor Mary as the mother of Jesus? It's very powerful. And in my own life, Our Lady has given me, tremendous, love to do the kind of work that we've done, not only here on the radio, but in prison and going to prisons for close to two decades and working heavily now in the Philadelphia prison system, but also in our nonprofit organization, My Father's Vineyard, in running more than 100 pilgrimages. And those trips were all dedicated, to help women who've lost loved ones for over 50 years of marriage. We had thousands of women and men who lost their spouses. And our job was to bring them to the shrines, the shrines throughout the United States and international as well, to help fill voids for those loved ones that were lost after so many years of marriage. And, after so many years of marriage and you lose your partner, it becomes a very, very difficult thing. My grandmother always said that Saturday night is always a great night for husbands and wives for dancing and dinner and staying with the family. But when you lose that husband or wife after 40, 50, 60 years of marriage, it becomes a very lonely evening and very difficult to transition. And there were so many people who have joined us on pilgrimage when we began the Vineyard back in May of 2001. Our first trip was to the National Shrine of Divine Mercy up in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. And I tell you that, we had a lot of wonderful people from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York join us. And then people coming in from other states as well to join us on pilgrimage. And we really worked hard to bring the love of God through the shrines, to bring the peace of God into the hearts of these people who experience that void. And if you're out there listening and you have lost a loved one, a husband or wife, after 40, 50, 60 years of marriage, if you've lost, a brother or sister or a child, the hardship, the suffering that goes along with the loss of a loved one. And we just, you know, want to just highlight the fact that our Blessed Mother Mary is the vehicle by which the Lord uses to help people to get closer to Himself and the Father of all mankind. And it's your decision to stop and to pray to Our Lady and to our Lord. And there are many different ways to do it. But we want to just highlight that because there is a lot of suffering. As we begin the new year, we know that in the United States and around the world, there are many, many families that are challenged today because of, you know, various hardships. And whatever we can do here at Holy Spirit Radio to bring the love of God to people, we're going to continue to do it. And again, you're listening to Joe Montone, your host here at Holy Spirit Radio and Finding God in Prison. And it is a privilege and a pleasure to be back here at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. And it is a new year. And my friends, we're just coming up on just about half past the hour. We're going to take a short break, and we will be back in a moment. I want to thank you for listening.
A longtime supporter of Holy Spirit Radio is Holly Hill Health Foods, a locally owned, family-run business for over 26 years. They offer a wide selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and formulas. They also have nutritionists to serve your needs. Visit Holly Hill Health Foods at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, Pennsylvania, or call them at 215-361-7770. You can also shop online at hollyhillvitamins.com.
Hello, this is Joe DeFinis from the Mary Mother the Redeemer Men's Group. Please join us the first and third Saturdays of every month at 6:30 a.m. at 1325 Upper State Road in North Wales, PA, 19454. If you are interested in becoming a better man, a better father, and a better husband, you need to join us. Be a better man by following Christ. Please join us the first and third Saturdays of every month at 6:30 a.m. at 1325 Upper State Road in North Wales.
Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love is
Welcome back, my friends. This is Joe Montone, your host, here at Finding God in Prison and Holy Spirit Radio. It is a new year, and we wish you the very best this year. We pray that the Lord will bring you the peace of God, the love of God, and we pray that you and your family will experience all that God can give you this year. Whatever it is that is in your heart, we pray that your heart will be filled with good intentions and that the Lord will bless you with those. They will come to fruition. And we ask this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. So, my friends, you're listening to, again, Finding God in Prison. We're focusing on the Blessed Mother Mary, the Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, and trying to make the case truly for Our Lady, which we know has been ignored and rejected by many denominations. And our job is to help people to understand that the thing that Our Lady really does is to bring people closer to Jesus. It is her mission. It is her blessing that she accepted. You know, and, you know, if we go back to the Gospel of Luke, in Luke 1, and we look at the announcement of the birth of Jesus, and in verse 26, it talks about, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who has been called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. And my friends, that is her acceptance of the mission, the blessing, the gift of birthing Jesus into the world. It comes from the Gospel of Luke. Luke 1 is very powerful. And if you're a believer in the Word of God, then you must acknowledge Mary's gift, her blessing, her calling to give birth to our Lord. This is a powerful, powerful moment. And we want to just highlight the fact that we have been here now talking on our program about our Blessed Mother Mary, the Virgin Mary. And this is a very important thing, my friends, because this show is called Finding God in Prison. And working with inmates in prison, we need everything we can get to help to change the heart of a man. And this is only done by God Himself through the Holy Spirit. And the love of God has to come through the work that we do in prison to get men who truly need to change from criminal activity to doing good things and building up the kingdom of God, from being greedy to becoming generous, okay, from being, you know, impatient to being patient, unloving to becoming loving. This is why we need our Blessed Mother Mary. Truly, we have men who are really experiencing a lack of love. And Mother Teresa said it best, that a lack of love is the greatest disease in the world. So with the Blessed Mother Mary, we try our best to bring the love of God to everyone. And this is important. And many years ago, you know, I was going to a school, an all-girls school, to do a pro-life talk. And you know, it was a very challenging talk because they were all 17 and 18-year-olds. And we went to the school, and we did a phenomenal talk. But I had to bring in the Blessed Mother, the beautiful pictures of Mary, the casting Madonna and Child, the fetal models from, you know, the first month to the ninth month, showing the growth and development of the unborn child. And through, you know, the wonderful fetal models and the images of Our Lady, the medical factual data, we were able to touch the hearts and minds of those 17 and 18-year-old girls who are vulnerable to sexual activity and STDs and abortion and also, you know, so many other things that come with growing up and finding your independence as a young lady. But it was through Our Lady that we were able to succeed in touching those hearts, those precious hearts, to help them to a broken heart, you know. And that program actually led to a beautiful program up in Boston, which was called How to Avoid a Broken Heart, which we did on Reel to Reel on television. And none of this would have happened without the Blessed Mother truly touching my heart and introducing me, myself, to Jesus, you know, and helping me to understand who he is, what he did for me, and I have a debt that cannot be repaid. And that is, you know, in the beginning was very sad that I couldn't pay him back. But that's the way it is. We could never pay him back. And so we all have a debt we cannot repay what the Lord did for us. It's a miracle. It's a powerful thing that God loved us so much that he would send his only son into the world to do the work that he had to do so that we would have salvation, eternal life with our Father in heaven. And he sacrificed the Lord Jesus Christ. He was born, he lived 33 years, and he died for us on the cross. And that is something we all have to understand. It is something we need to take our time with to understand clearly the value of our faith, which is truly number one in what we call the WINGS program. Okay, that, you know, many times growing up, our faith is just something we talk about very lightly, and it's only 1 hour a week in a church on a Sunday. But truly, the Lord tells us many things to do and not to do. And it's in the other 167 hours that we really need to line up in what God says to do and not to do so we can receive those blessings of obedience and live, you know, really a life of increase where we can live and prosper. And I've mentioned it, you know, other times because this message, you know, which comes from Moses to us, is a message of, you know, how to proceed through life. It's essential. You know, many years ago in reading the Bible, actually on the cover, it says B-I-B-L-E. Someone brought to my attention that stands for Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. B-I-B-L-E, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. And guess what, my friends? If you don't open the book and read the Word of God like I didn't do for many years, I had to be awakened by the Lord himself. And he used Our Lady to do it, to get me started, moving forward. If you don't open the book, those basic instructions are ignored. And we suffer the tragedies that we see in life coming over and over and over again. And there are, you know, there are small tragedies and there are very great ones. And we've seen some incredible things in working with men who are truly career criminals, men who will not change. And our job is to help them to see the light. We want to shine our lights brightly. You know, we want to shine them brightly and share the love of God, the peace of God, the Word of God with everyone that we can. And that is the mission for us in the Vineyard, as it has been since May of 2001 and in the WINGS program since December 1993 when we did our presentation at Our Lady of Calvary in Northeast Philadelphia under Sister Mildred. And that's how the Lord woke me up. And, you know, when I entered that room to do a presentation and all the kids stood up and said, "Good morning, Mr. Montone. Good morning, Sister Mildred." And they stood up a second time. I could not believe it. And this is the vehicle by which God woke me up. He used Sister Mildred. He used Our Lady of Calvary. He used our Blessed Virgin Mary, our Blessed Mother, to wake me up, to get me to get on board to do what he says to do and to help other people to do the same, but not to scare people straight, but to make an impact with the love of God. Again, the peace of God that you cannot buy in a mall or an auto dealership or in a vacation home. It requires a faith that is only started when you seek the Lord. He says, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock, and the door will be open for you, and the Father will never let you down. I have been disappointed by many people over the years, growing up in a single-parent home in New York City, but never has the Lord disappointed me or the Blessed Mother disappointed me. And that is so critical, that message, that there will be disappointments in life. But the Lord is always there for us. Our Lady is always there. The Father is always there. And we need to draw on that infinite well. You know, sometimes we talk about priorities that need to be changed because we look in the wrong places, looking for love in all the wrong places, which was a song many years ago. And I call it the empty well syndrome, where people go back to a certain person who is incapable of delivering the love that we're looking for. And every time you leave that person, you come up with disappointment. And you live with that for years. When you change your priorities and you put God first, and then you second, and family third, and work fourth, community service fifth, and hobbies and sports sixth, and you put God first, everything will follow. Seek thee first the kingdom of God, and everything else will come. And this is why it's so important. Again, we need to take a look at the time we spend on, you know, paying respect to our Blessed Mother Mary so that we can get to our Lord. We honor Mary, and we want to get closer to our Lord. It's special. It's unique. It's a new year, and I encourage all of us as one body in Christ to do it together as a new year. It requires time. The greatest gift that we have is the gift of time. And we have to realize when we're out of time, that's it. Today, as I opened the show earlier with a dedication to our friend Greg Baber, who died December 26, 2018. Greg was born on September 30th, 1956. And on his prayer card, here's what it says. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, let me bring joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, and it is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. And that comes from St. Francis of Assisi. And a wonderful prayer that we can all learn from. Let's not focus in the new year just on me, myself and I, but what can we do for other people? The Lord says, whatever you do for the least of your brethren, you've done it for me. And whatever you did not do, Joe Montone, for the least of your brothers, you didn't do it for me. And we want to be clear about that, my friends. There's another side to that. Every time an opportunity comes along, every train or bus of opportunity, every airplane of opportunity flying along, if we just let it pass by, we miss the moment. We miss the gift, the blessing of helping other people. And this is important. Let's take this year and run with it at a time when our nation really, truly needs help. Not only the nation, but the world, my friends. You know, how much peace can you bring to other people? How much joy can you bring to other people? In your phone calls, in your visits, in your letters? Or is it just all about me, myself, and I? What can I do to lift up my brother, to lift up my sister, my brother and sister in Christ? We're talking about everyone out there, not just the Catholics, not just the Christians, not just anyone in particular in the family. It's everyone. The Lord preached to everyone. He didn't say, you know, if you're this denomination, I'm going to feed you. He fed everyone. And if we go back to the apostles, when the Lord said to Peter, he said, Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, yes, Lord, I do. And the Lord said, then feed my sheep. He said, Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know that I love you. Then feed my sheep. Three times the Lord told him lovingly to feed the flock. Feed the people out there and your families, your friends, your loved ones, extended family, your coworkers. What can you do? How much love can you bring to other people? Again, Mother Teresa said the greatest disease in the world is a lack of love. How much love can you do? How much can you bring to other people in different ways? Many years ago, I had the privilege of working as a volunteer for Aid for Friends over at St. Ignatius. And 10 years, I brought meals to different homebounds. And it was a unique experience, my first time. And the Lord gave me the gift of bringing food to people who had no food, people who were homebound and elderly who couldn't walk or couldn't, you know, shop, people who were unable to actually, you know, walk and go to the bathroom or had caregivers. And for years, I was, you know, privileged to see this. And we had many different families in Bristol, and Yardley, and Morrisville, and Levittown, and all different types of people. And, you know, the Lord says, you know, whatever you do for the least of your brothers, you've done it for me. So we treat everybody alike. Everybody alike. No one is not special enough to receive food. And I have to take my hat off to that nonprofit organization called Aid for Friends, who makes upwards of 2 million meals a year with the help of volunteers from churches all over the city. Amazing ministry, amazing work to bring food to people who have no food, 7 to 10 meals every week for 6 years, 13 months, 8 months, to people who can't do it. What can you do to help make it a better community, a better family? What can you do to help your school community, the school children? What can you do if you're out there as a teacher's aide? You have direct impact on all of those children every day of the year as you're in that school environment. My friends, I encourage you to get closer to the Blessed Mother Mary, the Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, to seek her out through the Blessed Mother to ask for the love of God to touch your heart this year, for you to become one in Christ, and to not settle for less. Do not settle for less. make it a priority. Let's rise to the occasion and look at our priority list and the faith element in our week. Can we move it up a notch or two or three or four? Can we put it above sports and entertainment? Can we put it above work? Can we just rise up a little bit to give the Lord more quality time, to give our Blessed Mother Mary the honor and respect due as the Mother of God at a time when she is being ignored and rejected by many different people? And I tell you, this is a special year, 2019. It's a fresh new year. It's a time to get rid of the old habits and to create new positive habits that are conducive for peace within family life, within peace within our communities, within government, peace within our nation, and within the world. And the Blessed Mother says many times, if you have time, pray for peace within your own heart. And when you have peace in your heart, then you can share it with other people. Because if you're not bringing peace to other people, what are you bringing? This is a subject we talk about heavily. Some people are bringing fear. Some are bringing anger. Some are bringing depression, anxiety. Some are bringing nervousness. Some are bringing jealousy into conversations, into homes and offices. They're not bringing peace. How much peace can you and I, my friends, bring into the world with God's help? And the peace we're talking about is just that. It is the peace of God. It's nothing less. It's not something you can buy in a mall or in a retail store. Something that is a gift from God, you know, and we want to have that. We want to make it a high priority. So as we look at the show today and highlight the people who have been used by the Lord and visited by our Blessed Mother Mary, okay, we also want to mention Our Lady of Fatima. And in the year 1917, on May 13th, the apparitions of our Blessed Virgin Mary took place on that date to three children, Lucia, Jacinta, and Francisco, just outside the town of Fatima in Portugal. And Our Lady down in Fatima, Portugal, is known as Our Lady of the Holy Rosary. Once again, all roads lead back to the Lord. And this was a special visit at a time when the world was at war. And through prayer, my friends, we can avoid many things. Through prayer, we can avoid wars. We can avoid divorce. We can avoid incredible tragedies through prayer and the help of God. Once again, the Lord says, ask and you will receive through prayer. Seek and you will find through prayer. Knock and the door shall be opened to you through prayer. And this is how it works. It's very powerful. In our first reading on January 1st, in the book of Numbers, it talks about the priestly blessing. The Lord said to Moses, speak to Aaron and his sons and tell them, this is how you shall bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. So shall they invoke my name upon the Israelites, and I will bless them. From the book of Numbers, special first reading selected for January 1st, highlighting the dedication to our Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. This is how we are to do it. This is how you shall bless the Israelites. This is how we shall do it, my friends, today. The Lord bless you and keep you, and let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. So shall they invoke my name upon the Israelites, and I will bless them. And that's the way it works. It's very simple. Basic instructions, my friends, before leaving earth. This is the Word of God, the Holy Word of God, the greatest book ever written in every language in the world, and still exists today. All we have to do is open it and learn from it, apply it to daily life. It only took me many years to get that down, but now that I have it, I want to share it. And that's what the love of God does to a person's heart. You can't help but want to share the Lord and our Blessed Mother Mary, who truly, truly changed my life. I cannot tell you how grateful I am. I have a debt I cannot repay, and I am very, very blessed to understand that I have a debt that I cannot repay. And for that, I'm very grateful to the Lord Jesus for giving me the opportunity to be here with you at Holy Spirit Radio for another broadcast on Finding God in Prison on WISP, Holy Spirit Radio, 1570 AM, WCOJ, 1420 AM. It is a privilege and a pleasure, my friends, to be here for another broadcast for a new year. And in closing, I just pray that you and I will succeed this year in bringing more love, more peace, more incredible joy to other people, to change lives, to touch hearts, and to change lives. If St. Paul could do it, then anything is possible. Remember, the Lord gave St. Paul, you know, a tremendous gift. He took his eyesight away for 3 days, and then he gave it back to him after 72 hours. And that changed Paul, okay? Saul became Paul, and he changed forever. He became a warrior for God, for the Lord Jesus Christ, at the front lines. And that is you and I, my friends. We need to make change. Think about this until we meet again. What is the number one change you need to make? And do you have the courage to make that change today? With God, all things are possible. My friends, I want to wish you a very, very happy new year. And may God bless you with the peace of God, the love of God. And may the Word of God be the root of all of your conversations. Have a great day. God bless you.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating